SRN News, I'm John Scott. Today's war developments include Iranian attacks against commercial ships across the Persian Gulf and its targeting of Dubai International Airport. The U.S. campaign of airstrikes also continues, and the Israeli military said it is simultaneously striking across Iran as well as Hezbollah infrastructure in Beirut. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says Iran has been adapting to the U.S. attack, but not fast enough.
We are watching what they're doing, and we are adapting faster than they are.
Are they more formidable than you anticipated, General?
I think they're fighting, and I respect that, but I don't think they're more formidable than what we thought.
Several tornadoes tearing through parts of Illinois and Indiana, killing at least two people, the deaths of an elderly couple in their home in Lake Village, Indiana, confirmed by the Newton County Coroner's Office. The Lake Township Volunteer Fire Department says at least 10 people hurt in Tuesday's storms. In Illinois, the Kankakee County Sheriff's Office says a tornado struck, causing extensive damage. In politics, a runoff to replace a House seat in Georgia.
After Tuesday's special election, Republican Clay Fuller and Democrat Sean Harris have advanced to an April 7th runoff for Marjorie Taylor Greene's former U.S. House seat in Georgia. President Donald Trump endorsed Fuller, who was likely to be a favorite in the runoff in Northwest Georgia's 14th Congressional District. Harris was the Democratic nominee in 2024 when he lost to Greene. He's promising moderation and a focus on the district's problems. The winner will serve out the remaining months of Greene's term. Republicans need the win to help bolster the party's slim majority in the House.
This is SRN News. Conservative Anglicans step back from the brink.
The Global Anglican Futures Conference has decided not to ordain an alternative to the Archbishop of Canterbury, a move which might have prompted an immediate split within the worldwide Anglican Communion. The conservative bishops are unhappy with the Anglican Church's embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. They are also dissatisfied with the recent selection of the first ever female Archbishop of Canterbury. Michael Harrington reporting.
A nonprofit organization known for public awareness drives addressing anti-Semitism says an ad campaign on New York City taxicabs was removed before its scheduled end date. The group Jew Belong launched the campaign amid an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the city. It featured signs explaining how Jewish people often feel compelled to hide their religion for fear of reprisals. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Consumer prices held mostly steady in February, but are up 2.4% over the past 12 months. However, the new report could be outdated already, since oil and gas prices have soared since the start of the Iran war. Target is lowering prices on over 3,000 products across several categories, including apparel, home goods, and daily items. The company said the reductions will be 5 to 20% lower than the original price. Congress is getting closer to passing bipartisan legislation to encourage more affordable housing. The bill would overhaul regulations to make it faster and cheaper to build new housing. It would also modernize rules for factory-built housing and ban large investment groups from buying more single-family homes. The legislation is backed by President Trump. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com.